senior, we have Mario van Niekerk, founder of the GCU Academy, born and bred in Heideveld. Mario witnessed many of the community's problems firsthand and felt passionate about helping many of the area's youth and keeping them off the street. Hence, a soccer academy was born. GCU is not just a football academy, but it has also expanded to a wide range of community activities, including skipping rope, tutoring, life skills, schools for the dropout, mentorship, and also a way to be trapped out of the cycle of gangsterism and drugs. So, good morning, Mario. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you. Yourself?
I'm good. Can't complain. I'm just glad that you joined us here today. Eh?
No, thank you for having me.
No, it's not a problem. So, could you please tell the listener a little bit more about yourself?
Well, as you mentioned, I was born in Heideveld, and I started GCU about 20 years ago, so I am the founder of the program. I think what took me to start GCU was just when being myself in gangs for 10 years and getting out and not having a childhood.
Yeah.
That really spurred it, started GCU. And I think just not being a kid, when I should have been a kid. Yeah. So that's me.
So what are some of the challenges that you faced growing up?
Well, I lost my father when I was 8 years old, so I got involved with gangsterism about 11, 12. Started working my first job 14. I had 10 jobs between 14 and 20.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a... Not having a father plays a big role in children's life, especially when we look at gangsterism and the problem we have in the Cape Flats, you know, gangsters don't make society make gangsters.
Yeah.
You know, we miss the very important thing is the foundation, and that's family. You can have everything, but if you don't have love and if you don't have a family, if you have nothing.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that was one of the biggest challenges for me. I had a mother single. She was a single mother and she did the best she could. I didn't want her to listen.
Yeah. Yeah, we go through that phase, eh?
Yes, we do.
And also, what inspired you to start the GCU?
Yeah, it was my life. You know, I really, when I was involved with the gangsterism, I really wanted to die at the age of 14, 15. Yeah. So in gang fights, I was up front, you know, when we did naughty stuff, I was the one leading some of the stuff. And then I just didn't want to live because I thought there was nothing out for me in life. And then my son, I fell in love with a beautiful lady that's my wife now, Michelle. And then my son was born and he had difficulty at his birth. And then I just thought, I don't want my son or my kids to grow up as I grew up. And then I also became a born-again Christian at the time. And then I suddenly, my eyes just went open and I thought, you know, there's a lot of Marios walking around without dreams and vision and think their life is over. So I just started GCU.
And what exactly does GCU stand for? And tell us what are the origin about the name.
Well, GCU stands for Great Commission United. So it's based on a scripture in the Bible, Matthew 28, verse 18 to 19. So just speak about some of those important things one need to do.
And could you please share with us, how has this initiative been received by the community?
We work in 5 primary schools. So we employ unemployed youth to run the program. So 13 years ago, we reopened libraries at the schools. We placed physical teachers there. And then we also have an orphanage. And we run a holiday free school for the community. We run a feeding scheme on a Wednesday where we have seen little kids between the age of 2 and 5 that cannot afford to go to school, and we give them the opportunity to come to a daycare. So we reach over 4,000 kids per week with our interaction with the schools. The community, you will always have challenges in the community when you do good work. Or people standing up for their own community. And some do receive it on a good wicket and some not. And that is just the challenges you face in community development. Because I do believe, you know, we as communities need to take ownership of the community. It's us killing our own kids. It's us selling drugs to our own kids, you know. It's us.
So we stand together as one.
We need to stand up.
So the initial idea of the project was to provide soccer as a recreational activity. Where did the other activities come in? Like, what inspired the drive for that?
I think soccer is, you know, I love football, but it's also where we tell kids they can be a pro footballer, but then we don't provide them with the right set of skills. The environment is not conducive to for them to really achieve their dreams. And not everyone wants to be a footballer. And we chase them away, you know, and over the years we have added different codes because the problem we have in Western Cape and on the Cape Flats particularly is that we have a very high substance abuse problem. So some of the kids got born with that within the, you know, in the blood and in the system, and you know, they, when they go to school, they can't really function as they should. And we thought if we have add another codes, it would help them develop better, find cross motor skills, etc., movements. And that's why we brought in chess, we brought in basketball, we brought in rope skipping. We do everything that we can that just attract the kids. Because I unlikely, you know, as 1 out of 10,000 that will make it as a professional soccer player. So for us it's more about, you know, what's important for the child and for his and her development rather for us.
Yeah, and also how does one join this academy?
Open door policy, bro. Anyone is welcome. Anyone is welcome. I think, I must say, when you're involved with soccer, it can become very a competitive sport. And over the years, we've changed a lot. And we're not focused solely on the football only. And that have helped a lot. So anyone that want to come spend with time with us is welcome to join. We're in Heidevall. You know, we're in number 3, Groenberg. Our orphanage is number 13, Groenberg. We do our activities in the Katberg Park. So, yeah, it's on the N2. You drive past where the new houses is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyone is welcome.
And looking at the progress of where this academy is now, seeing that it started with just one code, how does it make you feel knowing that there's now multiple codes and people are actually enjoying what they are coming to do at the GCU Academy?
Well, personally, I want more, you know, because I do believe our kids deserve the best. You know, out there the playing field is not even, you know, it's not, our kids are still drawn into gangsterism.
Yeah.
You know, and as I said, no one give birth to a gangster. There's not enough opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, we're still going, we're in the process of, we just refurbished, you must come visit, we just refurbished our daycare at the back and we just put a nice turf in. So we're also standing on the brink of building our own little school, small little school. So I want more. Yeah. I want the best because I think we need to give our kids the best.
Definitely.
And they deserve the best and they deserve a safe place. It's easy to say. It's very easy. Because out there, if you look at it, we have 1,875 murders from January to June.
Yeah.
I just got a call before I came on now. They were shooting while our kids were playing soccer. So it's real out there.
Definitely.
It's real. So we need to really provide safe places for everyone.
Exactly, yes. And do you have any words of encouragement for the patients who's in the hospital at that point of giving up? Just some words to keep them going.
I think they just need to stand up and stand out. I think it's quite tough. You know, when you're in a situation where you're sick, you just need to believe. You know, I personally believe go on your knees and pray, and I believe God will touch you. But they mustn't give up, they must hang on and keep on. They say it's not how you fall, it's how you get up.
Yeah.
Like Muhammad Ali say, sting like a bee.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so thank you so much for your time. We wish you nothing but the best for your academy, and I hope that it's a safer place for you to stay in Heidevall for training purposes and things. So thank you very much.
No, thank you for having me, and all the best for you guys.
Thank you so much. Not a problem. So yeah, there, tell us what your thoughts are. We also have an app. You can download our app on iPhones and Androids. So for iPhones, you go to the App Store, search RX Radio and download. For the Android, you go to the App Store, to the Play Store, search RX Radio and download. Yeah, let's get back to some music.